Hello. Welcome back to the first Mardle since promotion. It's a quick boo today. First and foremost, really say congratulations to the boys. Well done, Paul Lambert. It was nice to see you on the telly yesterday. Congratulations to the team for going up and the way you've conducted yourselves. Congratulations also to Swansea. Awesome playoff final yesterday. Well deserved. Also want a quick congratulations out to Mr. Paul McVeigh on his charity cycle from somewhere in Ireland down to London. Been following it on Facebook and Twitter over the last few days, so well done for that, Paul. Mate, congratulations. Hope you raised a lot of money. On a bit of a sour note, I want to come to the racist row that has erupted on Twitter. Some idiot posting a comment claiming to be a Norwich fan about James Vaughan signing for the club. I'm not going to repeat it. We will say he's been quite roundly, well, widely, sorry, not roundly, widely denounced by Norwich City fans, both on the Pinkham and whatever forum we can get, to show the national press and the world press out there that, we are a welcoming club, we're a family club, No matter what the colour of a player, no matter what the creed of the player is, religion, no matter where he's from, if he plays for Norwich City, we're happy to have him at the club. So to whoever it was out there, you're a bit of an idiot. And hopefully you can stay away next season. Now, Mark Bright, you've reacted a bit badly to it. I can understand why. It's not a nice thing to be said, but you've gone on Twitter saying that you don't want to speak to any Norwich City fan, don't want to have them at you, you never want to hear from us again. Now, for one person to say it, it's terrible, but don't tar us all with the same brush, Brighty. You played in the 80s with Wrighty up front at Palace when racism was rife. I'm sure it's something that's gone out of the game, and the kick it out campaign that the FA and that have run have been absolutely brilliant. And there's no place for it in football, and there's no place for it in our society. But to alienate all of us as City fans, I think that's a bit unfair, Brighty. Now, we hoping to welcome you to Carrow Road next season when you had to come along and do your bit on Sky Sports or whatever. There's no hard feelings, obviously, it can be understand how people can react. And we just all want this idiot that commented through Twitter about James Vaughan signing just really to fuck off. Now, James Vaughan, what a good signing. What a good signing. He's one of Lambert's kind of guys. He's one of those players that for the future, but also he's got something to prove. He scored his youngest goal scorer in the Premiership. He's had a bit of an axe to grind because he hasn't really got in at Everton. He's had to go out on loan to Palace, to Derby, places like that. So I think he's going to do well for us. I think what Lambert's trying to do with that is sign people so he's doubling up on positions. Vaughan and Jackson, similar kinds of players. Hopefully he's going to get someone in that's a similar kind of player to Holtby. I think the seven players that he's going to bring in are just going to be quality to back up the team that's already there. Anyway, let's knock this racist stuff on the head. Let's hope it goes away for the rest of the season. Let's hope Lambert gets some good players in. We'll be back soon with Huckabee's Boots. A thank you that we did forget to say at the start there was thank you to everyone for the support of our song Russell Martin in His Pants. We got it sung at the Barclay. We also had it mentioned by Chris Gorham at the promotion kind of dinner, drinks, etc. at City Hall. Thank you very much, Chris Gorham, for mentioning that. And let's hope to continue singing Russell Martin in His Pants next season. We'll be back soon with some more Mardles, and we'll be back soon on Huckabee's Boots with some pre-season thoughts. Until then, on the Bull City.